Welcome back to the Gardening with Joey and Holly radio show. Thanks for being with us, keeping us company today on the program. If you got a question, you can certainly send that over to gardentalkradio@gmail.com. gardentalkradio@gmail.com. And if you do have a question in regards to what is this or what insect is doing this or XYZ, include a couple of pictures. gardentalkradio@gmail.com. Far one away. You know, not like a football field away, but, you know, a far one, a close one, a couple of ones in between helps us identify and solve the issue in which you're facing much easier. If you'd like to give us a call, you can do that at Garden Talk Radio. You can't call gardentalkradio@gmail.com. That doesn't work. You got to call 1-800-927-SHOW, 1-800-927-SHOW. I had a couple of questions come in this week via phone. We're going to go to Pam listening to us on Freedom 1570 AM out of Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Hello, my name is Pat. I have been listening to your show a fair amount. I'm kind of a frustrated gardener. I have a kind of a back wooded area and trying to plant some pachysandra and some ground cover back there. And I'm getting, the last couple of years, tons of thistles and with burrs and things like that, those weeds. So I'm trying to figure out what can be done about that. I was thinking of goats, but the city of Edina, I don't think, let us have grazing goats. I saw that in a newspaper. But other than that, I was wondering what kind of suggestions or if you have any ideas about what to do with that, the thistle kind of overgrowing in that area. And I enjoy your show. Thank you so much for your time.
All right, Holly, she's got some thistle problems in the back there. What could we offer her as help to eliminate or greatly reduce those thistle issues? We've got an organic and a little more work one, an organic one, and then one that probably I and you would use.
Well, didn't you say she could get cows?
Well, you could. She was wanting to potentially
goats, maybe.
But organically, you can just continue to hack them down.
Yeah, you can hack them down. You can dig them out,
which
it could become, you know, labor intensive
because they have tubers that run underneath or runners, and they shoot up. One plant can shoot off of multiple runners and then pop a bunch of plants up.
Otherwise, you can use anything that has 2,4-D in it.
2,4-D is the active ingredient in a broadleaf spray. We would use this on the farm in pastures. Pastures are large grass, enclosed grass areas for horses or cattle consumption. For us, it was cattle. And we would go in there with a sprayer and spray, coat the thistles top, bottom, up, down, underneath. And within 48 hours, it would kill them. This does not affect the grasses, and that's why we used it in the pastures. It does very well for that. And then we come back a week later and spend another afternoon touching up the ones that didn't quite die or finding new ones. And it worked very well. After a couple applications, it removed those problems, the thistles, and it worked very well. Now, it's not organic, absolutely not. But it is a situation where it could be the answer to the problem to fix it. And then once it's controlled, then doing the organic means of removal would be a better way to go about it.
Right. Sometimes that's just how it is, I guess.
All right. Next question. We're going to go to Marilyn listening to us on KHNC 1360, the Roar of the Rockies out of Johnstown, Colorado.
Hi, my name's Marilyn, and I'm calling from Fort Collins, Colorado. Zone 5. I have a grapevine, too, that have been very successful, but they were killed down below the hybrid meat. You know, the roots are on something different than the original or the one I bought. And so that grape, or those vines, actually made a couple grapes, and they tasted good. So my question is, can I just trim back the dead old vines and let, because they really never did anything, let the new vines, a couple of them, grow up and see if I can't harvest from them? Otherwise, I'll just dig up both. My other quick question is, I was very successful planting seed and growing dahlias. They're small. They're bushes, but boy, they just are gorgeous. And I want to keep the tubers, but I've never done that. I know gladiolus, or iris, I would let the green dry back, but these are real green and it's going to freeze any time. So I was just wondering when I'm supposed to pull those up to get the tubers to put away in this winter.
All right, Holly, what can we assist her with on the grapes? Now, when she referred to the point where it got cut, now it's the grafting point is what she's referring to, that the there's a root is different than the top growth, and they graft them together to get an ideal plant in order, or an ideal grape to grow. She's referring to, we talked about, I think it was grapes last week on the program. So
right. So anyway, you want to trim or prune back those vines. You want to get rid of the old growth.
Right.
But you're not going to do this now. You're going to do this in late winter. So like end of March, middle March.
Before the new buds begin to emerge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you do it now, then the frost, the snow is going to be not good to those vines.
If you're concerned with not being able to identify the old vines, just take a little twine or a little string or a little paint and spray on those so you can properly identify them when everything looks dead next spring.
Yeah.
So
you want to trim those back then.
Right. And the dahlias.
The dahlias. So the dahlias, what you want to do is you have until after the first frost, after the hard frost.
So she's got time.
Yeah, you got time. You want to dig them up after the first frost. So, or like first hard, true frost, mm-hmm. not like this little, you know, whatever teeny tiny frost. You dig them up and then you plant them in May.
All right. Hopefully that helps.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.